After he judged that his right hand had been in the water long enough, he took it out and looked at it. "It is not bad," he said, "and pain does not matter to a man." He took hold of the line carefully so that it did not fit into any of the fresh line cuts, and shifted his weight so that he could put his left hand into the sea on the other side of the skiff. "You did not do so badly for something worthless," he said to his left hand, "but there was a moment when I could not find you." "Why was I not born with two good hands?" he thought. "Perhaps it was my fault in not training that one properly. But God knows he has had enough chances to learn. He did not do so badly in the night, though, and he has only cramped once. If he cramps again, let the line cut him off." When he thought that, he knew that he was not being clear-headed, and he thought he should choose some more of the dolphin. "But I can't," he told himself. "It is better to be light-headed than to lose your strength from nausea. And I know I cannot keep it if I eat it since my face was in it. I will keep it for an emergency until it goes bad. But it is too late to try for strength now through nourishment." "You're stupid," he told himself. "Eat the other flying fish." It was there, cleaned and ready, and he picked it up with his left hand and ate it, chewing the bones carefully and eating all of it down to the tail. "It has more nourishment than almost any fish," he thought. "At least the kind of strength that I need. Now I have done what I can," he thought. "Let him begin to circle, and let the fight come." The sun was rising for the third time since he had put to sea, when the fish started to circle. He could not see by the slant of the line that the fish was circling. It was too early for that. He just felt a faint slackening of the pressure of the line, and he commenced to pull on it gently with his right hand. It tightened, as always, but just when he reached the point where it would break, line began to come in. He slipped his shoulders and head from under the line and began to pull in line steadily and gently. He used both of his hands in a swinging motion and tried to do the pulling as much as he could with his body and his legs. His old legs and shoulders pivoted with the swinging of the pulling. "It is a very big circle," he said. "But he is circling." Then the line would not come in any more, and he held it until he saw the drops jumping from it in the sun. Then it started out, and the old man knelt down and let it go grudgingly back into the dark water. "He is making the far part of his circle now," he said. "I must hold all I can," he thought. "The strain will shorten his circle each time. Perhaps in an hour I will see him. Now I must convince him, and then I must kill him."